Ich hab Hüte mal auf. Ich möchte kommen zu Base, wie am TÜV. A guy, that was a guy, finds comments in his house and yells, what do you do? Pay for all of us a clea. You have to put a clea over it, or they shouldn't come to eat it. I'm a rabbi. He's like, rabbi, you shall hack your shoe, ain't it so? I tell him to be doing it. You don't need a hacker because you pull out a separate from it all year. So there's no chance that we have a lot of money. I'm a rabbi. Chemtzer Shanachi is not talking about chomets that you find on Yom Tov. Stam. It wasn't a chomets of an Ochi ring. Like we do, we sell the chomets to a guy. You have to make him a piece of you. Shem Hekka. Shem Hekka is you, Eino Zog. My time is to be doing Jvinei. Very interesting. And maybe I'll say something at the end of the Gemara here, probably tomorrow. You all notice there's two memories over here of Yudha Marav. You noticed? One of them talks about chomets of a Yid that he found on Pesach, his own chomets. And number two is chametz of a goy that he has by him without achrayas, obviously. That's why he's allowed to keep it by him. So he has to make both dinim, like Rashi explains, are because of shemei avolachli. This shemei avolachli, by the way, is a very baseline shemei avolachli. We're pushing to get chametz around your house, we're afraid you can eat it, you need to make a heck. This shemei avolachli, everybody agrees to, by the way. If you have chametz in front of you, you have to put up a mechitza if it's goyish chametz, right? You sold your Johnny Walker to a guy. You have to have a nochit of your problem to make a hacker. So it's very interesting. There's two shinoim between the two of them. One is that in the second memra of Rehuda Marav himself said the chiluk between Hekdish and Nochri. Be honest. Rehuda Marav himself said the hevdol between Hekdish and Nochri. Nochri is need a machitza because he need a hakera because of Shami Avalachle. And Hekdish doesn't because of Mirto Vidyamine. In the first member, when we spoke about your own chametz in your house, then Rava had to go help him out and say, it's fascinating. That means in the second member of Yehuda Rav, when he spoke about chametz of a goy, he himself addressed the issue and he said a chiluk between a goy and Hegdish. In the first member, he didn't say a chiluk, and Rava had a need to go in and on. We're talking about the same Amira. He said basically the same thing. One is goy shachametz and one is yiddish chametz that you're right wrong. Both of them are because we shall make Kairo. In one place, Rav Yehuda Marav himself speaks out the chiluk between Kareisha Chametz and Hekdish. That's the second member, which we talk about the Chametz of a Goy. We don't have a Chametz and you're not Evron. The first Chametz, which is your Chametz, we talk about Kareisha Zakli. There he doesn't address Hekdish, and Rav has to come along and help him out. First aid, help out Rav Yehuda Marav. Yesh L'ayim Shteik HaPizdo. Why in the first member of Rav Yehuda Marav need a Rav to help him out, and the second member not? The second shino you all noticed is that in the second memra, Rav Yehuda Marav said that you have to have a mechitza mishum hacker. In the first memra, he doesn't say mishum hacker. He just says kaifa lavazakli. Rashi says kushami avalach leikloi. Mishum hacker also means shami avalach leikloi, by the way. But it's interesting that in the second memra he says mishum hacker. In the first memra, he doesn't say mishum hacker. I'm just starting off the sugya with an introduction. That shtei two shinuyim between the two members are saying very similar dinim. You have two different types of chametz that a person has in his house. Either by accident he found his own chametz, which he's over on, and over there you can't do anything else on Yom Tov to pray for the Kli. And then you have a case where you have Kreisha chametz which you're not over on because it's without a chayis. And there it says Mishum Hekker, and there it says a chiluk between Kreisha chametz and Hekdish. And I don't need Rava to come help him out. But Dovo Emra Darsheni and Yesh La'ayin hate him on that. We'll come back to that after we shtalavek the sugya. What is the case here? Zok Rashi, there's a big machlekes over here. Rashi, Ran, Meiri, Kesef Mishnah, Taisus and Ksubis, Rambam. Let's shtalavek. There's kama v'kami sides here. Zok Rashi. Kai follow basically. The halachazi of the Totuli. First of all, solve it. It's Muktza. Why is it Muktza? Because Bibal Chometz is also Ba'ana. So it's Muktza. Chometz is also something that's also Ba'ana that you have no usage for. In other words, it's like a rack. Has no purpose to it. You're not allowed to move it. So chametz is also the totally chametz is moksa. Therefore, you can't move it and take it out. Umiyu, v'ayiru al le'avar. Not even by rod. About they believe in me'asmuk. They mean like a manu. So she about to tomorrow. Eloch yid on erev yantiv. He went ahead and did vittel kedas v'kedin. Elo mishum shel yishkach v'yachlan tzaros kviyaskli. So why didn't kviyaskli? Because of tzaros shem yavolach. Right, so if a guy on Yom Tov finds a Danish in his house, he's not a Vibayrova Motze, why? Because he was having a battle. But he has to go cover it over. Now, why can't you go build a wall? Says Rashi, you can't build a wall. Because it's Yantif. So you can't build a mechitza. Right? Mechitza I can't do. So what I do kribble on the sickly. That's why. That's fine. In Rashi state, the halachazim and tatu rafuki. Umiyu, bayu al leyala. What's the miyu? We'll start another journey. Rashi says, umiyu, bayu al leyala. Meduyuk in Rashi. Meduyuk in Rashi. Meduyuk in Rashi. That if you wouldn't have done bittul and you'd have a bayu, well, the day would be different. What's Rashi say? Is there muksa to touch it? Therefore, all you can do is kareful al sakli. Move it, you can't move it. But, says Rashi, and that's because, umiyu, bayu al leyala, the valley believe in master, kiddurin, like oman. Meduyuk in Rashi. Now let's say I went to done bittul, then it would be different. Now, Rashi saying that since you can't do tiltul, you can't do muksa, so all you need to do is to cry for a little sakli, shami yavalachloi, and zok Rashi fears eyes. And you're not everybody rabbi matse. You stayed in Rashi, that if it would be everybody rabbi matse, the din would be different. That's the first zach I want to start on Rashi. That means, if a guy, for example, forgot to make bittul on yantiv, or have another case, by the way, I have a very simple case where a guy finds chometz on yantiv, he didn't do bittul. The case is where it wasn't chametz before Yantif. Okay, a guy was baking matzahs on Yantif, he wanted to have fresh matzahs, and he forgot to check his clock, it went by 18 minutes, and it became chametz on Yantif. Right, he wanted fresh matzahs for the Suda, as people get a big Suda. The time of the Gemara, they bake the matzahs before the fresh, for every Suda. So the guy's baking it, and it turns into chametz. So what do? So if he can't do bittul now, it's ready after isurai, plus tutman. So what you do is he's careful of. So then what? Say Rashi. Then you don't do careful of a sakri. So there's a mystery in Rashi. What do you do? Rashi says that we say that it's muksa and you're not metaltal it and you don't do anything else besides careful of a sakri is only miyu because you already made bittul and you're not a vayiru matzah. Mituyuk in Rashi that if you would be a vayiru matzah then you would do something else. And what is this something else? Mysterious Rashi. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi doesn't say it. It's a diuk in Rashi that if you wouldn't have done bittul, then you would do something else. So what's the pashim shot? So the Meiri says what is probably the pashim shot of Rashi. Let's build slowly. The Meiri says that if you wouldn't do bittul, so then you're dealing with a derisive situation, then you would pick it up and take it out. Why would I pick it up and take it out? Because it's not ait muksa. The answer is derisive is daicha muksa. That's a chayra, what the Meiri means to say pshat in Rashi. That Rashi says that this entire Gemara, that all you do is kai for a lova sakli because it's muktzah and you can't be metaltal and take it out, that's only kolzman. That you did bittul, some handling of the Rabbanan. But if I say that we'd be handling by Yerah, by Matzit Deraisa, the Deraisa by Yerah will be doicha the Rabbanan of muktzah. That's what he says of Chayyar. The Deraisa of by Yerah will be doicha the Rabbanan of muktzah, and you'll do what? Rashi doesn't say. So maybe you'll take it out. By the way, you'll agree with me that in the flow of Rashi, it's mashal like that. What does Rashi say? Kai for a lova sakli, the hala chazim the tatuli rafuki. It's muktzah. You can't move it and take it out. Umiyu bevayu al da'avad about the libe. Mashma that if I didn't do bittul libe, then I would do the tul level afuke. Then I would take it out. That's the flow of the reading of Rashi. That if I wouldn't have done bittul, then I'd be handling the deraisa. So the deraisa of bayuah would be teicha the muktzah of drabonon, and then I would metaltal it and what? And lafuke, I would take it out. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, you don't do tiltul lafuke, only because there was bittul, and if there wouldn't be bittul, and I'd be handling the deraisa, so the deraisa would stop away, the deraisa would be deicha the muktzah derabanan. The muktzah derabanan isur wouldn't stand in place of the deraisa, and I would be metaltal and take it out. Now, it's very interesting. And what would it help me if I take it out? And what would it help me if I take it out? And what will it help me if I'll take it out? So it's not clear in the Meiri, it's not clear in Rashi. It means if we'll be medayik in the Rashi like the Meiri, the Luyitzur mi deraisi be handling by Yerah, so the Isra of Muktzah wouldn't stand in my way, and what I would do on Yantav is I would pick up the chametz and I would take it out. And then what? What I do is I take it out. What would that help me? So two ways to learn Rashi. If you would hold like the Ramban, that when you take it out, you're not over by Yerah by Muktzah anymore. So then taking it out, you'll take it out and you won't be over by Yerah by Muktzah anymore. If it means, if he didn't hold like the Ramban, it was very intriguing zachov here. What did he mean that if it would be the Raisa and there wouldn't be a problem of Muktza, La Fuke would take it out. And then what? And then I wouldn't be a Rabbi Ramban. Why would the Rabbi Ramban want to take it out? See, if Rashi hold like the Shita of the Ramban, that geographically it has to be in Yerushos, and the minute you take it out of Yerushos, you're not over by Rabban, won't say anymore because of the Mechilta. So that's what Rashi meant. We have very little information on this Shita. What does Rashi hold, by the way? The other way to learn Rashi is, and I'm not convinced which is the right shot, I wonder how long I went this morning, is taking it out means, and you throw it to the wind. You'll do something which is not a malacha. It means you're not going to burn it, obviously. If you're the Mi'i, Mi'i doesn't talk about burning it. I'll be Zayr the Ruach. I'll do one of the Hashbasosa Bechol Dalros. That's not a malacha. I won't burn it. I'll be Zayr the Ruach. If there wouldn't be a problem with other things, I'll be Zayr Kliyam. I'll find another way of getting rid of it, of taking it. I'll do one of the Hashbasosa Bechol Dalros. I won't be everybody who wants it. I'll take a classic case, Zayr the Ruach. I'll turn it into crumbs and I'll throw it to the wind and it's gone. Gandhi, goodbye. That's called Hashbasosa Bechol Dalros. Not clear of how the Mi'imi was Medayak and Rashi, what would I do if the Isra of Mukta wouldn't stand up to the Raisa? What would be my solution to take it by Ramatze? Or Rashi says, Lafuke, you'll take it, you'll move it. But then what? And why not over by Ramatze? A great mystery. The Mi'imi says, you'll take it out. It doesn't say exactly what the reason why not over is, by the way.
The only thing is that we're allowed to do is a carry one, carry it outside.
And that's what you're saying. Who says
the point?
Who says the rabbim over there? Who's the problem? It's not my rishos. Who says? Well, I'm not talking about that. We're talking about. No, it's not true. Yeah. That was incredible. Yeah. Akapanim. That's what the Miri says. Yeshua Ayan, what he meant to say. Let's go back to now. The Ran over here is not busy with this. The Ran's busy with something else. Very interesting Ran. The Ran says, and what would I do if it's a rice? A very lumpish Ran. Let's turn the Ran inside. I'm building slowly. What does the Ran say? The Ran says the same Diyuk and Rashi, that if it would be the rice, you would do something. But what would you do? He doesn't talk about total. Interesting Ran. Ran says something else completely. Talk to the Ran like this. You can't move it. What a wonderful Shiran. The Ran says that Amori de Kazakh. I want to explain. The Ran says like this. The Ran says, what are you supposed to do with it? It's books again. Zakhter, that's only, so this paralysis that you have, that all you could do, you find the Danish on Yantiv, all you could do is carry it like this. To pick it up, you can't do this books. Zakhter, there's another Eitzah. Burn it. Burn it on location. That's what he's talking about. Zokta Ran, how you allowed to burn it? Burning is a malacha. Paskim mitoich. We paskim malacha. Mitoich shuhutra l'tzayrach. Shuhutra l'amishadah l'tzayrach. He says though, what do you call it? A mavel dikazach. Did you see the Ran? Alam the Shemaisa. Zokta Ran, no. Halei Abizena taught us that in order to activate the din of mitoich that once you're mutter to do for eichel nefesh, you're mutter for other usages also, that's only with the tzayrach hayim psas. For example, like I gave you the example, you're allowed to carry a matzor and yamtiv because it's the tzayrach hayim. Once they were matter Eichel Nefesh, so they were matter also Shalei L'Tzarech. It has to be a Tzarech Hayim Tzatz. It's Shalei L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, but it has to be a Tzarech Hayim. Says the Ramban, says the Ram, Ran had a Moritik Akasha. And not now, he can't be Metalta because it's Moksa. So burn it. So burn it. Zakhtir, it's a Malachi, not let it burn. Zakhtir Ran, what do you mean? Mitech Shehutu L'Tzarech, it's Rami Shalei L'Tzarech. Zakhtir, it's not a Tzarech Hayim. Slowly. Zakhtir Ran, extra two words, because you did Bittel. But do you can the Ran that if it would do done bittul and it would be the Raisa, then I would be allowed to burn it. Why allowed to burn it? Shteta kol malacha leisasu teretz mitarch shuhutru letzarach, which now is shalei letzarach. Stayed in the Ran a remarkable zach. That means the Ran, for some reason, doesn't discuss the option of the Mi'iri of taking it out. The Ran doesn't discuss it. The Ran just says it's muksa, you can't move it. He doesn't say that if it will be the rice, you're allowed to move it. Now, he doesn't discuss it. I don't know what to say about it. What he doesn't say, he doesn't say, okay? Maybe he holds like the Kesem Mishnah, we'll see some Balzen. He doesn't discuss the option of moving. He says it's books and the ball game's over. What he does discuss is a different topic. And as we're going to flow through today, you're going to see that we're hunting over here two topics which are not connected to each other. He says, forget about moving it. It could be you can't move it. It's books, it can't. says, what about burning it? He says, no, burning's a malacha. Zakhti, we have a deal called Mitoch Shahutra Litzaira, Chutra Namisha Litzaira. Once they were matter malacha for Echol Nefesh, Havara, Srefa, you're allowed to do it also Shahutra Litzaira. Zakhti, that's why when there's a Tzaira Chayim, there's no Tzaira Chayim. And why is there no Tzaira Chayim? There's no Tzaira Chayim because they did Bittul Midaraisa. Shtay before Shadaran, a new Pshat in the Diak and Rashi. Rashi was Medaik that the din of Kerfel of Azkli is only when you did Bittul already because then it's only a Rabbanan Tikka issue. So then Mukta kicks in, correct? Duran says a different Pshat. If you wouldn't have done Bittul, and it would be a deraisa, you'd be allowed to burn it. If it wouldn't have done Bittul, and it would be a deraisa by your raw, then what you'd be allowed to do is you burn it. He doesn't discuss taking it out. It could be he doesn't discuss taking it out because what we'll see in the Kesef Mishnah soon. He discusses burning it. I burning is a malacha. He says, no problem. So what you do is you take some lighter fluid, pour it on the Danish, and you light it up again. It gets burned on the spot. So like, no, that's only if you didn't do Bittul. But if you got it, you did Bittul. Now, the Ran's coming to explain. It's very interesting. The Mivi's coming to explain why you're doing Kofel all of a Kli. Take it out. I can't take it out. It's Muksa. And if I didn't do Bittul, what would I do? I would take it out because the device is better for the Muksa. The Ran's discussing a different agenda. Why are you Kofel as a Kli? Burn it. What's the Muksa? You're not allowed to burn? We touch Hutu Lutzer. Hutu Lutzer. Hutu Lutzer. What's the problem? The Ran's, by the way, is a very, very powerful Kash. He's going to own this Akasha. He's saying, well, the Muksa says I can't budge it. Okay. So burn it on the spot. Ma'abaya. Is the answer is that this, you can't burn it? What do you mean? You talk to the tzaruch, but now you should let the tzaruch. Zokter, what do you call it? For that you have the tzaruch hayom. Who is the tzaruch hayom? It's Pesach. Zokter, no. Because that's only if I didn't do Bittul. If I didn't do Bittul, then it's a tzaruch hayom. But if I did do Bittul, and then it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan, then I don't do it. But Dov Pella, why is it Dov Pella? Because even though you did Bittul, but Midaraisa is a chiyuv to burn it. How do I know that Midaraisa is a chiyuv to burn it? Midarabbanan is a chiyuv to burn it. How do I know that even if I did Bittul and I took care of the deraisa, I know that the chiyuv to burn it to do it? He says himself, why before? What does he say? What do you do Matzah Shabbos? Matzah Yantav. Kreif is off as a kli. You wait to Matzah Yantav. And what do you do Matzah Yantav? It's not for you, burn it. Why are you burning a Matzah Yantav? Because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to burn the chametz, to destroy the chametz. So why can't I do it on Yantav? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's not a deraisa. The Ran doesn't discuss Tiltul. He doesn't discuss Tiltul. Why? We'll see soon. He doesn't discuss what the Meiri and the Rashi discuss, which is Tiltul. He's discussing a different option. Why Kofel is okay? Go burn it. He says, Teretz, we don't say Mitoich. It's a Malach, it answers. It's a Malach, you're not allowed to burn Yantav. But we say Mitoich. Mitoich, Shehutzu, Latoich, Putin, Amitoich. You have to have a Tzarech Hayim. Zokteran, Luya tried to do Bittul, and now we have everybody, Rabbi Matzi, that's called a Tzarech Hayim. Then you'll be allowed to burn it on the spot. You have a simple Eitzah. But now that you did Bittul, so it's not a Tzarech Hayim anymore. Frank Akash, why is it not a Tzarech Hayim? I still have a few that wanted to get rid of it, have a riot, because he says, I'm not a Shabbos, they want to go burn it. So burn it now. That's called a Tzarech Hayim. Who asked this Kasha? Tzitzik Zubis asked the Kasha. Tzitzik Zubis of Zayin asked the Kasha. Tzitzik Zubis says that Be'etzem, fundamentally, you'll be allowed to burn the chametz side rabbanan, side the rice, and side whether you did Bittul, side whether you didn't do Bittul. You'll be allowed to burn it because it's called a tzarech hayim. Tesis explicitly speaks it out. Let me do the lashon inside. Lashon of Tesis is. Abal ein loymer the Irish a bittul to be kumbako mid rabbanan mitzvah the tzarefa vehevi tzarech hayim to the mitzvah the rabbanan nami sharin on hechad ikel name of mitoich. He says, a mitzvah d'rabbanan is also called a tzarech hayom. Mitzvah d'rabbanan is not a tzarech hayom. He says, Taisis, be'etzem mitzad d'sreifa, zok Taisis, mitzad d'sreifa, be'etzem, mitzad d'sreifa, you'll be allowed to burn it. Say whether you did Bittul, say whether you didn't do Bittul. Why? Because it's a tzarech hayom, mitoich. Mitoich, which is a tzarech hayom, it's a tzarech hayom, it's a tzarech tzas. What's a tzarech tzas? Because say d'raisa, say d'rabbanan, there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. So Tosis says, mitzad the sreifa, you'd be allowed to burn it. So why don't you do burn it? Fact Tosis, do kofel hazakli. Why is it kofel hazakli? Burn it. You have it to be toich. He says, because it's muksa. In fact, anybody want muksa? Put lighter fluid on it and burn it. It's vice versa. Balabatis, the Chazanish says this. Other Achmarim say, Pshat Tosis in Tzubis. This is a zeitig, a technical zach. Tosis, rather, was talking about a case where you couldn't burn it in the dining room. Normal people don't make fires in dining rooms. And the male is going to burn down the house. And the male, the only way to do the sreifa is by, well, just picking it up and taking it and moving it. And Muksa doesn't allow you to move it. That means we have an intertwining over here of two topics, which I want to summarize now. I want to explain. There's two topics over here. Okay? There's two topics which are going on at the Sugya simultaneously, which are not really connected to each other. I want to explain. Topic number one is klapi mukza. Rashi says that if you didn't, I want to make it clear, the two topics which are intertwined over here in the sugi in pshat. Shitas Rashi is that if you didn't do bittul, and you're over by rabbi wants to be the raisa, there's no problem of mukza, and you move it out. Atka. Shitas Rashi is that if you didn't do bittul and you're dealing with Bayroba on the Raisa, you pick it up and you move it out, as they stay in the Miri, as they is Mashman Rashi, and Muktzah the Rabbanan doesn't stand up to Bayroba the Raisa. That's one topic. Taisus Exubis holds, no. Even if it's the Raisa, even if you didn't do bittul, you can't, Muktzah stands up to it. That's one Machlekes. Then there's another Machlekes over here. Then there's another machlekes. And the second machlekes is, when am I allowed to burn it mitzad the din of mitoch? The Ran says, midaraisa, you can burn it mitzad mitoch, midarabanan, you can't. Taisu says, that mitzad the din of mitoch, I can burn it side the raisa, side the rabanan, side with bittul, side without bittul. Just as a problem called muksa, a technical problem. I want to repeat. There are two topics, there are two major machlekes we're showing you of how did I get to a matziv that I'm paralyzed and I can't do anything and all I can do is cry for Allah basically. There's two machlekes rishonim over here which are intertwined in pshat, in how did I get to a matzav of cry for Allah basically that there's nothing else I could do. There's one topic of muktzah. If I didn't do bittul and there would be a deraisa dikabayro, would I be able to move it? In Rashi, the Miri says, yes, you'd be able to move it. You take it out and you do whatever you need to do. You take it out, you burn it, you do whatever you need to do. Taisus says, before Shiksubas Lav Zayin, Sai de Rabbana, Sai de Raisa, Sai made Bittul, Sai did do Bittul, there's nothing you can do. It's Muktzah again. And the Muktzah stands up to the Raisa de Gadin. That's one topic of laws. Why are you carrying Philosophy Key? Take it out. Throw it to the wind. Do something with it. Why are you doing carrying Philosophy Key? Get rid of it. Says Rashi, it depends. If I did Bittul, so it's only the Rabbana, Muktzah. If I didn't do Bittul, it's the Raisa Avada. I have to pick myself and get it out. What do I give about Muktzah? Taisu says, no, you can't budget. Say you did bittul, say you didn't do bittul. You tilt it, you can't do. That's topic number one. Now there's another topic. What about a case where I want to burn it? Bimakoymoy, says the Ran. That topic is a topic of mitoich. Do we say mitoich shen yochol? Do we say mitoich shehut tzayruch or jenami shalvel tzayruch? Says the Ran, only under the rice of burning, not under the rabbanan burning. Taisu says, chas v'sholom. If the rice of say you're burning, you have to burn it. So say if you bittul, say you didn't do bittul. There's no reason why in the world you can't burn it. That's called mitaych. Mitaych shvut zol tzarech. Which name is shvut zol tzarech? Other opponents not called a tzarech. Other opponents not called a tzarech. Other opponents also called a tzarech. Says Taisus. So Taisus says there's a problem with the muktzah. Those are the two topics of if I didn't do bittul, is there a problem of muktzah? Rashi and Miri say no, and Taisus says yes. There's another topic of what about the option? There's two options besides doing kofa for all of us. Actually, one option is moving it. Says Rashi. If we derise it into bittul and you're over by Rav Moatze, you're allowed to move it. Taisus says, no, you're not allowed to move it. That's one machlekes. The second machlekes is, if I didn't do bittul, can I go ahead and burn it? Says the Ran, you can burn it. The Rabbanon, you can't burn it. Says the Taisus, we got burning? You have mitach shirachoshav. I'm so bummed here. You have mitach shirachoshav, which is now mishalel tzarech. Yeah? You say, stam mitach shirachoshav, mishalem. Yeah? Is that clear? Those are the two topics over here. I want to break them up into two separate machlekes. I want to talk about, first of all, the second machlekes. A guy finds chametz on Pesach. A guy finds chametz on Pesach, fundamentally you can burn it. Why can't I burn it? Because I need to do muktzah. Filter is a problem. But fundamentally I can burn it. If I did bittul, I didn't do bittul. Simple etza. By the way, comes all halacha l'maaseh lefi Taisus. Now, let's say I would have chametz that I can burn without doing tiltul, without doing muktzah. Nachanami, I burn it. So if I did bittul, I didn't do bittul. It's a shocking Taisus. Shitas Taisus in Ksubas is that the only reason why I can't burn it side the rabbanan side the raisa is because it's muktzah. I have to move it to go burn it. But let's say theoretically I would find chametz in my rishos that I don't have to do tiltul on. I've had allowed to burn it. So if I did bittul, so if I didn't do bittul, it doesn't make the slightest difference. The word is, I have a din of mitach shu tzarech shu zami tzarech. The Ran over here says a weird zach. The Ran says, if you didn't do bittul, then it's the raisa, then you have a din of mitach. And if you did the rabbanon, it's not called tzarech hayom. The question is, who makes more sense? The Taisin Ksubas. Taisin Ksubas says, it's called tzarech hayom. It's a rabbanon tekatim. It's the rabbanon the raisa. It says, Taisin over there, we find all over that the rabbanons are called tzarech hayom. Is it having it? That's machlokes number one. Is there an option to burn it, A, if you didn't do bittul? And is there an option to burn it if you did bittul and it's a rabbana, but it's still called Tzarech Hayim? Tosafot says yes, and the Ran says no. I would have a yetzer hara to learn. That the machlokes, a yetzer hara, I'll paint the white yetzer hara in a minute. I would have a yetzer hara to say that it's told in what we spoke about the first week of this month. What is the takana of bedikta de rabbana? According to Tosafos, we said on the Beis Amud Aleph and a number of Lishi Tosafos that we said afterwards in the Sugya of Maskev Asecha, the takana was a takana of Shem Yehovah Lachli. What's a takana of Shem Yehovah Lachli? We said it has no shaykhs mechal to buy ra. It's a prostic zera that chometz is a zach, that's very also. People might come to eat. At kidekach, the Tosafos asked, what was our big raya? Tosafos has in the Beis. You should make the same din by other. Isur by chazer, by chelev. Tosafos says, what types of terutzim? Nazir, this, that, neder. Begeheine, passen begalop, all these things. That means it's exciting. There's something else over here, you might come to eat it. We spoke out in Marshal, the reign of David, and Rashi, we had a thought like that, that the gather of the Takan of the Rabbanon is not a gather of Stam Shemiyah Balachle, it's a gather of how to go about taking care of the Bayer Rabbi Matze. It's a gather, that means, Midi Rabbanon, it's as if you didn't do Bittul. Remember the notes we said from the Shulchan Aruch Rav? Midi Rabbanon, it's as if you didn't do Bittul. That means the way midrabanan you take care of your own. That means when you're doing midrabanan dekachiyev, it's really like the derisa dekachiyev. Because midrisa, it's enough with bittul. Rabbanan said no, bittul's not enough to take care of your own. You have to do beer today. Well, I don't know why. It could be because of shem yavolach, but that wasn't the gather of the rabbanan. The gather of rabbanan is this is how you take care of your own. And again, we saw the lashon of shulchan aruch rav. It's as if you didn't do bittul. So it's niflam oid. If I hold that the takana of rabbanan of beer chametz is a prosta shem yavolach. I'm not sure that's called the Tzarech Hayim. It's a gzeira on Dvar Masurim that you're not allowed to eat them. It's not connected to Pesach Dafka, by the way. Halitreza on Daf Beis says that it would be a din in anything. So it's sometimes they were choshesh, sometimes they weren't choshesh. I can hear that it's not a Tzarech Hayim. It's not a din that's connected to the days of Pesach. A Zachlet Tzos, you might come to eat it. If it's detached from the derisa Dikadinim, it could be that's not called a Tzarech Hayim. Could be. Hashaykin, if I learned that the gather of the Rabbana was that this is how you need to take care of Bayi Rabbi Matzei, Bayi Rabbi Matzei is for sure Tzarech Hayim. Bayi Matzei is connected to Pesach. The Avera is the Bayi Rabbi Matzei. It's not the Avera of maybe you'll come to eat it. If it's a Balabatash Gzeira that is a piece of Danish in front of you, and you might come to eat it, that's not a Tzarech Hayim. I know. I said it's a hurry. Didn't you hear your answer? So, if I hold that the gather of the Takana is a gather of this is the way to take your bayirah. So the bayirah took it in. So I'm saying something very cynical. The same way bayirah mi derais is called the tzarech hayim, so bayirah derabanan is called the tzarech hayim. It's a zelbazach, it's all bayirah. Derabanan said, this is the way to take your bayirah. But if it's stama of prosta takana, which says, the guys are Danish, you might come to eat it. That's not a tzarech hayim, that's a tzarech of a yid, not to eat food, that's not with yantuk b'chal. It's stama dover ha'asur, it's a maichol ha'asurus, and the guy might come to eat it. That's what I have a yetzahara to say, that the machlokes of whether the Rabbanan is called a Tzarech Hayim would depend on what the gather of the Rabbanan was. I know you're all making faces at me because it doesn't stim. Tosafos is the one who holds enough bays. There is a prostate din. And Tosafos Ksuba said, I don't know Tosafos Ksuba is meshubah to the Tosafos on that bays. All I'm saying is that we have over here in front of us a big machlokes between Gedolei Rishayim, between Tosafos and the Ram, whether the chi of beer, it's a mamal de gazach, you know what big mitzvah this is? I have a machlekes in front of me, whether the chi of beer or the rabbanon of sarfai b'motzi yantif is called a tzarech hayim or not. I have a machlekes in front of me, whether the chi of beer in front of me, whether it's called a tzarech hayim or not. The Ran says, no, it's not called a tzarech hayim because you did bittul, and Tais says explicitly, it's called a tzarech hayim. What are chi of the rabbanon deraisa? It would be very gishmak to be toiled in this clear. That's all. Topic number two is a different topic. Topic number two is, if I didn't do bittul, I would be derisa, would I be able to do tiltul? In Rashi and Miri, it's mashva, that I'd be able to do tiltul. In Rashi and Miri, it's mashva, that I'd be able to do tiltul. Tosafos says, of course, you can't do tiltul. Repeat. Topic number two, if I didn't do bittul. So topic number one is, if I didn't do bittul, I did the bittul, could I burn it? Now there's a new topic. Can I do tiltul if I do the bittul? Says Rashi, Miri, yeah, Vada. I, Muksa, but Deraisa, Deraisa, Bayro, Naksa, Muksa. What is the Taisa Ksubis Halt Nishna say? Taisa Ksubis says a remarkable zap. If you didn't do bitla, you're not going to move it. Taisa Vadeh, like I said earlier, holds for some reason that when it's. There's also some reason that you can't burn it without doing total. So, and the derisa can stand up, the total stands up to the derisa. The big question is why? So, according to Kesem Mishnah, says three terutzim. Kesem Mishnah over here in the Rambam says three terutzim. First terutz, he says, is so who makes sense, by the way? Rashi makes sense. Why does the issue of total stand up to a derisa? So, the Kesem Mishnah says three terutzim. First terutz, he says, is that opponent also chizik l'divrei. The opponent have an ability. Sometimes the opponent they could think could stand up to a derisa. So if one gave a chizik, they backed up the muktzah din. Even in a case where the guy didn't do bittul and he's everybody open. What say? We say don't touch it. You can't move it. Too bad. The opponent also chizik l'divrei. That's the first terutz of the Kesem Mishnah says that I printed out for you. The second terutz the Kesem Mishnah says is a fascinating terutz, which I believe is a riot to the big yisoy we said the second day of his mind. Kesem Mishnah says a weird teretz. Kesem Mishnah says, what's the kasha? The kasha is that if he didn't do bittul, so it's the raisa. It's the raisa. Rabbeinu Shlomo, move it. What are you telling him? Muktzah. Since when does the opponent stand up to the raisa? Whoever heard it to be you. The guy's doing everybody every second. He has a marvel to Kazakh. He says, Olam de Shemaisa. Zok the Kesem Mishnah, it's over here printed out for you. Teretz number two. Zok the Kesem Mishnah that it works like this. Muktza, you can be over the kumbase. If you're going to take the chametz, what's the question? Take the chametz and put it outside the door. Just throw it to the wind. Do what you need to do. The device, the bayirah clock is ticking every second you're over. So he says, what are you going to do? If you're going to pick it up and take it out, like Mimi wants you to do, like Rashi wants you to do, you're be kumbase being over muktza. That's all. Bayirah ben muktza is a shevel taisei. Bayirah ben muktza, I'm over, but I'm not doing anything. But first of all, I'm not doing a maisa avera. My ma'isa vera is by being passive and letting the chometz stay there. That's aleph. What he means to say is that if for some reason you be over the vera by going and doing something, so we're not going to go let you do an avera because of a drabon, okay? If a guy does a ma'isa vera, so you did a ma'isa vera, there's nothing you can do about it. What he means to say is I'm not doing a ma'isa vera, nor else. What's that vera? The vera is the passive having chometz, slowly. So he says, a mavel tikazach, he says, what do you want? You want me to be called matir or drabonon? You want me to go matir or muktza to save a deraisa? You're not over the deraisa. Why not over the deraisa? You're an einus. The Rabbanan said you shouldn't go do it. And if you're an einus, because the Rabbanan said that it's muktza, and the Meila, Zok the Kesem Mishnah, so you're not over by Rabbi Matze. Yeah, Matze, you can vent. The Kesem Mishnah says, I have a new teretz, I'm shot in Taisin Ksuba. Taisin Ksuba says you can't move it because it's muktza. Even if you didn't do bittul, even if it's deraisa. Not like Rashi, not like Miri, what I call the second machlokes. How could a muktzah derabbanan stand up to a bayra? The clock is ticking every second you're over. So first there it's the one also chizik. Second there it says, look, you're not being over in a vera with a ma'aseh. If you do a ma'aseh, you do a ma'aseh vera. The vera is the passive having it. You're not over bayra. You're an einus because you've got its muktzah and I'm not going to move it. So I'm not over bayra, but what's it? Chazal said I can't move it. So you can say it. If you learn superficially, he said it's an einus. Chazal said, what can I do? That's what he meant. I want to teach you how to learn up a Kesem Mishnah. Kesem Mishnah, Heilige Beis Yosef. He meant to say, Oynis Rachmana Patria, my Oynis, Chazal tied my hands with handcuffs, and they said, I can't do it. What do you want for my life? About the knot. How do I know that can't be the shot? Because that alone was the kasha. The kasha was that the muktzah shouldn't stand up to the deraisa, and the muktzah should go fly a kite. The muktzah should disappear. So he told me, no, I'm an Oynis. What do you mean? Dasalei was the kasha. The kasha was, why is there an Issa muktzah over here? Let the Issa muktzah bend in face of the Bayer was. He was like, no, I'm an Oynis. What do you mean you're an Oynis? That was the whole kasha. The whole kasha was that when Issa Muksa the Rabbana meets up with Bayer, Issa Muksa takes a step back. So then what do you get to be an Oynis? Well, that's what you're an Oynis. The kasha was that how does Muksa stand up to a deraisa? So no, I'm an Oynis. What do you mean you're an Oynis? Who said you're an Oynis? I'll explain better. If Chazal would have made a Rabbana and said, you're not allowed to move Chometz on Pesach. Let's say Chazal would have made a takana that said, you're not allowed to move chametz on Pesach. Special takana. So then I could hear you, you're an einus. Chazal said, I'm not allowed to do it. What do you want me to do? Chazal said, don't do this action. Chazal never said, don't do this action. What did Chazal say? Chazal said in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a thing called Muktzah. This chametz happens to be Muktzah. I mean, here's a tief guy saying, if Chazal would come along and say, there's a special gzeira number 18b, you're not allowed to move chametz on Pesach. So then I can tell you, what do you mean by your almost work? Chazal said, I can't do it. Chazal said, them here. They said, you can't do it. I just wanted to rise. I'm not going to do it. Chazal said, no. But if the pshat is, the Chazal never said, you're not allowed to move chametz on Pesach. Chazal said, there's a thing called Muktzah, and the chametz has to be Muktzah. So the kasha was the same, but the makim with his derisa the gazach, push the muktzah away, be doich the muktzah. 20 inches, be an einus. Push the muktzah away, you won't be an einus. Don't say muktzah over here. Let the muktzah not stand up. I believe that this kasha mission is the ultimate raya to the side of Nochum that we said the second day of this man. We said a big hakira. How is a person over by Rav Matze? One way of learning why a person is over by Rav Matze is because you have chametz. Yeah, chametz. Everybody wants it. This is in Adam's in the Kesem Mishnah. A guy over here has chametz. Every time the clock is ticking, by the way, this might be the most extreme version of that Reb Lachem. It goes like this. Every time the clock is ticking, if the Aveira is having chametz, go slowly, okay? If the Aveira is having chametz, so every second the clock is ticking, you have chametz, you have chametz, you have chametz, you have chametz. What do you tell me? It's Muktzah. What do you mean Muktzah? Muktzah is the Rabban, this is the rest. Nothing but what? Come on, you're an Einus. Where are you an Einus? Somebody told you. But if the Aveira is, I'll say it in the sharpest way, not having chametz, not the Aveira. The Aveira by Rav Matze is not doing what you should have done. That's not the Aveira. The Aveira is b'chal not having the chametz. That's not the Aveira. That's not the Aveira b'chal. That's not the Aveira. The Aveira is not the having the chametz. The Aveira is not the having the chametz. That's not the Aveira. The Aveira is not doing the ma'isa hashbosa that you're supposed to do. So how am I over the Aveira? I'm not over the Aveira by having chametz. I'm over the Aveira by not doing that I need to do. How am I over the Aveira? What is the Maisa Aveira of Bayir Al Matzeh? Here we're looking at it in the first thing. What is the Maisa Aveira of Bayir Al Matzeh? That he didn't do what he needed to do. That's the Maisa Aveira. What is the Maisa Aveira? The Maisa Aveira is the having the chametz. We're a lot smarter now. It's almost 2 months later. It's a lot smarter. What is the Aveira of Bayrola? The Aveira is the state of having chametz. That's the Maisa Aveira. Well, the Maisa Aveira is they're not doing what you're supposed to do. What happens, says the Kesem Mishnah, very deep as us. Here I'm going to say as follows. If the Aveira is not having chametz, you're being over the Aveira every second. What are you telling me? Muktzah, so move it. What oinus? You're an oinus on having the chametz? You're an oinus on having the chametz? You're not an oinus on having the chametz. Said Rabbi Seinu, but if the Aveira is not doing what you need to do, that's the Maisa Aveira of Bayroa. Bayroa is, you allowed your chametz, it's the allowing the chametz, not the having the chametz. Then the Kesem Mishnah said a very, very deep asmara. Is this guy called a guy who didn't do what he needed to do? It's Muktzah, what do you want from me? He didn't mean Einish Rahmana Patri. He meant to say that this is not a guy who didn't do what he needed to do. I repeat. Because the bishop didn't mean to say oinus of oinus rachmana patri, right? The nairo lasasa dover because I'm an oinus, and when I'm an oinus, we say, that's how we meant. What he meant to say is that luyitzu that veru be the state of not having the chametz, so it doesn't make any sense. You're over the veru every second. You're over. What do you tell me? I'm an oinus. You're an oinus having the chametz. You're not an oinus having the chametz. What do you tell me? But it's muktzah. So don't do muktzah. You're over. Stop the veru. The answer is that the veru is the not doing what I need to do. So now let's ask you a new question. Is this guy not doing what he needs to do? He can't do it. It's muktzah. So what do you tell me? No, let the muktzah bend in the face. Why should the muktzah bend in the face? I'm not over. So then my starting point is I'm not over because there's nothing I can do. It's muktzah. What do you tell me? How does the muktzah stand up to the deraisa? Listen to the brilliance of the Kesem Mishnah. The muktzah is not standing up to the deraisa. When there's muktzah, there is no deraisa. Hear the beauty? Well, the kasha, how could muktzah stand up to a deraisa? The answer is when there's muktzah, there's no deraisa. Because the deraisa is not the state of having the chametz. If the aveira is having chametz, so then the kasha is, you're over the aveira every second, how could the muktzah stand up to the aveira while you're off? The answer is, nay, it's also the other way around. Having chametz is not an aveira. It's the not doing what I was supposed to do that's the aveira. Not doing what I was supposed to be doing is the aveira. Now we get to the shayla, okay, you're being over, so how could muktzah stand up? You're being over, so why am I being over? Because I'm not doing it, I can't do it. So who says it starts that way? It turns to fakir. Why shouldn't it start that way? in order to go determine whether I'm over by Yerua, if the Aver is having, so my state of, my default state is that I'm over. Now you want to go tell me I'm not going to move it because of Mukta? Mukta can't stand up. The guy's over Aver every second. But if I hold that the Aver is not doing what you need to do, I first need to check. Is the guy over that Aver here? He's not doing what he needs to do. What's he supposed to do? He's over with Mukta. It's okay, the Aver doesn't stop as well. So there's no kasha that how does the Mukta stand up? How does the Mukta stand up to the derisa? If there's Mukta, there's no derisa to begin with. And that's the oimik of what the Kasa Mishnah means. A shocking Kasa Mishnah. We have over here hidden away a Kasa Mishnah who said a derisa to Gavart. He asked, if the guy didn't do bittel, the clock is running. The guy's over by row by Matzah every second. What's up is Mukta doesn't stand up. So the first time he said was a doichik. That it's, what do you call it? What's the second teretz? It's an oinus. This is an oinus that heads up to the rules of oinus. What oinus? Yeah. Somebody with oinus, you don't move it. You won't be able. The answer is he meant something else. What he meant to say about oinus is that I'm an oinus, not because of the halachas of oinus. The part is, my not doing is not a problem. Frankly, Hakasha, who cares, you're doing, not a problem. Very nice, I have a chonot on you. You're over every second. The teretz, I'm not over every second. I'm only over because of the not doing it. Over here, I can't do so. The whole of error doesn't start. Shocking, 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 Kesavishka. Which is a riot to those who say this. One second. The third teretz, and the Kesef Mishnah says, how does Mukta stand up to a thing? I pick it up and take it out. I pick it up and take it out. Take it out. What's Tosis saying? You can't take it out with me. Why Tosis? The answer is that he says it's not be'idna. What's that? It's not be'idna. Because while you're taking it out, you're not being mekayim the what? You're not taking by Ramat until you get it out. Hello, it's muksa. So you want to pick it up and move it out. You can't burn a word for some reason, okay? So you need to move it. No, when you're moving it out, you're not mekayim. You're taking by Ramat until you pick it up and move it out. Until you go do something with it. So the moving out, the tiltal is not the manakim. So you're right. A deraisa could be derech the rabbanon, but a deraisa is only derech the rabbanon. When b'shas being over the rabbanon, you're being mekayim the deraisa. So if you're not being mekayim the deraisa yet. It's fascinating, in my eyes at least. If you saw the Meiri, if you saw the Rambam, if you saw the Meiri asked this kasha. The Meiri says, the Meiri is the one who says, like Rashi, that lo yitzur, you didn't do bittul, and it will be the rice of Ayro, you'd be able to do tiltu, but afuk can take it out. In fact, the Meiri, how are you allowed to do that? You tell me you'd be Ayro, a muktz of the Rabbonin to go be Mekayim of the rice? The din is that you're not allowed to go dig out a shayfer from underneath. But the Rabbanan Dika Isser to go blow the Shefer. You're not allowed to go access a Shefer by being over the Rabbanan to go do Tkiya Shefer. Says the Miri, the last line of the Miri that I asked you to see, says the Miri, because over there it's not Be'idne. When you're digging out the Shefer, you're not blowing it. So you're being over the Isser of Muktzah, you're moving the earth, right? You're moving the earth to dig out the Shefer, you're being over Muktzah, when you're not being Mekayim, it's a Tkiya Shefer. Figure Hakashim, why over here being Mekayim? And why over here being Mekayim? Why over here is it called Be'idna? It means tomorrow the Gazach. The Meiri addresses the issue of Be'idna. The Meiri says, I hold that you're allowed to go ahead and be over Mukta because of the Deraisa. I don't hold that these guys are Mishas to Rutsim. Fact, yeah, so why is it that I'm now allowed to go dig out a Shefer underneath the ground and be over Mukta to go be Mekayim? He says, it's not Be'idna. When you're digging out the Shefer, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah. So you're being over the Rabbana, not in the Idna of the Deraisa. And over here, why is it better? Yes, when you're doing the Tiltal. What? No, I just do the Nochum. What's the customer's argument?
Does he have like
a beta parents
that cause money or
you're
working on getting out of your
head over? So then exactly what the machlekes is. So then it's always like that. Maybe. I don't know. I'm saying, interesting machlekes over here. The Kesef Mishnah, the time is. We have machlekes over here. I told you there's two topics over here. One does Mukta stand up to the derisa? Tosfos says it stands up, and Miri says it doesn't. One of the reasons that the Kesef Mishnah said it, because it's not Be'idna. What's interesting is that Miri addresses it, and he says it's called Be'idna. If he wouldn't address it, Maybe I'll see like you guys saying. He addresses it. He says it's called Be'idna. Why is it called Be'idna? Which is why we're like dancing, you have shots nice, but it's not about a Be'idna. He said different things. He said, I'm Isaac Lavaro. The Miri asked the Kash. He says, by the Shefer, it's not Be'idna, because when you're clearing away the earth, you're not doing it to your Shefer. Mashenkin over here, it's called Be'idna. Why is it called Be'idna over here? Because I'm moving it. You understand what I'm hinting at? If I would hold like the Ramban, that taking it out of my Rishus is a way of getting rid of Bayira, so then I could hear that the Etzem moving it is already the process of fixing the Bayira. That's called Be'idna. I'm in the middle of taking it out. If I hold that taking it out of my rishus is not enough, but I have to go do hashmasos b'chol davar and afterwards go throw it to the wind, so that I'm not sure the act of the taking out is called I'm doing taking it by rishus. I don't know. I'm being matzia. I'm just showing you another machlekes in the sugi over here. When I wanted the rabbanon of muktzah to get pushed away by the derisa by yirah, because the mishnah says it won't because it's not beidna. It's not the same time. Why not? I am taking it out. There is a city. Taking it, you take your bayro. You take your bayro when it reaches the outside. And what did the Mi hold? The Mi addresses it. He says it's called beidna. Why is it called beidna? We're talking on a derisa level. A guy is bayro. He's allowed to go be over muktzah because beidna is being mekayin the bayro. How's he taking care of the bayro? The bayro is not going to. The teretz is what? Because maybe I'm suggesting. I'm not sure. I want to think about this. Maybe the etzim act of taking it out is already called the kibbutz bayro. But that's l'chayra toli on whether or not the taking out's enough, or I have to go do another act afterwards. It means I'm taking it out to go throw it to the wind. So then the taking out is not the zach, it's the throwing it to the wind which does the job. Yishla ayin b'zehete, but it's a fascinating machlik, is akapana, we have the kesher. No, there's one more sheet, one second. What time is it? Slow. I don't have a $10,000 watch. What? 111? One more nekuda. There's a fourth sheet here. What's about four sheetahs? We have Rashi, we have the Ran, and we have Tosis. Tosis holds Muktzah stands up to everything that you could do. The Raisa, the Rabbanon. Rashi holds the Raisa, Muktzah doesn't stand up. The Rabbanon, it does. Then there's another topic of what about burning it? When do I say Mitoich, when not? Two different topics. The Rambam, the Pashtas of the Rambam that I asked you today is Mashmah, that there's nothing you can do. Say you did Bittul, say you didn't do Bittul. You can't move it because of the Kesem Mishnah, because of Muktzah, okay? Because the Rambam says, I'm talking about all cases. Ram says you find chometz on Pesach. Say you a bottle. Say you didn't do bittul. All you can do is cry for levels of clean. So let's see. Move it. I hear we have a tzitzis in Ksuba. So you can't move it. What about burning it? Watch this. So what about burning it on the spot? The Ram is mentioning all cases you can't burn it. Why can't they burn it? What happened to mitoich? So the tzitzis in Ksuba says you don't burn it because of muktzah. He says because of muktzah. But I'm asking a different question. Forget about moving it to go burn it. Why can't I burn it on the spot? The Ram says it didn't. I was a halacha sefer, right? The Ram says, you find chometz on Pesach, there's nothing you could do. Kreifas of Halki, even if you didn't do bittul, it's a false shita. You can't do muktzah, that's Tosfos Ksuba, and you can't burn it. Why can't I burn it, by the way? It says the Kesem Mishnah in the beginning of the shtickle. We don't say mitoich. That was obvious kasha. What do we don't say mitoich? Where do we know we don't say mitoich? We must have the first Rabbi Akiva, that's hey, what do we learn over there? Then if you hold a mitoich, you're allowed to what? If you hold a mitoich, you're allowed to burn it on yantif, right? If you hold a mitoich, you're allowed to burn it on yantif. If you hold a mitoich, you're allowed to burn it on yantif. It's before Shikamara. If you hold a mitoich, you're allowed to burn it on yantif. So we once saw a ritva that says that we only say mitoich if yamarisha means yantif. So then we say it's a tzorich hayoyim on yantif. We said the Ritva Svokat that once Tashbisu moved over to where at Erev Yantif. So then on Yantif itself, it's not a Tzorech Hayom anymore. Because the mitzvah starts already Erev Yantif. Remember we said such a Ritva once? Maybe that's Pshat in the Rama. But the Rama is a false Shita, Yesh, Lion, Hedev. Tomorrow we're going to say a major Hashlama to this raid. And then we're going to start the famous Sugya about the guy who went to Orlando before Hanukkah.